Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. I've got a Travel Tuesday quickie with some tips on finding great guides, experiences, drivers, and more for your travels. Love them or hate them, I'm going to make a push for Facebook group and Instagram. While in the last year or two, the culture of Facebook groups have changed that make them a bit less appealing, but they've been an amazing resource for finding great, reliable people for touring and insider tips. The reason I love them is that independent vendors are often much less expensive than companies you'll find online, and they tend to go above and beyond as their services rely so heavily on word of mouth. People are also excited to talk about their travels and their experiences and love to share great resources and people to refer to. On the flip side, they'll also quickly tell you about negative experiences they've had with people or companies, which is also beneficial. Obviously, not all that you read online is going to be everyone's experience, but it will give you a helpful place to start your research. The other reason I love groups is that you can have a real conversation about what you're looking for and get real-time feedback. Reviews online are one way, and you have no idea how authentic they are. In a world of influencers being paid to give great reviews, the groups will give you the real. If you've ever been to Bali or Punta Cana, you know that leaving the airport is crazy. There's dozens of people pursuing you to take their taxi and tons of people just lined up at the exit waiting for passengers. Having a designated driver waiting for you is the easiest way to make an efficient exit. A friend recommended a driver that he used here in Bali, so I connected with him on Facebook. We coordinated everything through Facebook Messenger, and it's been an easy go each time. I've now used his services twice. When I needed to do a visa extension in Bali, I found my contact through a Facebook group. It's highly recommended to use a service in Bali because the process is so cumbersome with back and forth trips required to the immigration office. I have to say that this was really nerve-wracking for me. I got a recommendation from someone in a Facebook group who highly recommended this local woman. She wasn't part of a company. She was just a random woman who came to my hotel, had me fill in paperwork with all my personal information, and then took my passport to the immigration office. You can probably understand why I was so nervous. We communicated completely through WhatsApp, and there were a few days I didn't hear from her, and I was starting to sweat. I did eventually hear back from her, though, and everything went smoothly. I got my extension and I would 100% use her again. By the way, if you want the contacts or info for anything I'm mentioning in this episode, send me a DM over on Instagram at the Lux Life Abroad. I'm happy to share my people with you. Early on in my travels, before I had a more beneficial tour booking process, I saw a post in a Facebook group about a tour coordinator in Phuket. I reached out to her on Facebook Messenger, and she was very responsive. She met me at my hotel, reviewed a bunch of tour options with me, and I was all set with my bookings. When one of my tours was canceled the morning of because of flooding, she came to my hotel to reschedule and brought me on a tour that she was doing that day at no extra charge around Phuket. This is not the type of service you'd find just anywhere, so shout out to Miss Wee. I'm always looking for groups and pages for specific destinations to learn the best things to do, secret spots, and insider info. And that's exactly what I like to offer you with my Destination Discovery series. It's always better to get a referral from someone who has had a good experience rather than just hoping for the best. Every single thing that I promote, I have experienced personally and always give you the real real. In Paris, I found an epic Starbucks based on a recommendation in a Facebook group. In London, I learned about the free tickets to the Sky Garden, which offers such cool views of the city, from an Instagram page. The list goes on and on. I share all of my travel tips, secrets, and even what to avoid here on the podcast and on my Instagram because I know how beneficial these personal recommendations are. So make sure you're following me over on Instagram at The Lux Life Abroad. Another nice thing about Facebook groups and Instagram is connecting with locals and fellow travelers. At the time of this recording, I've just connected with two people I've met online. One is the owner of a Facebook group with over 20,000 members who will be an upcoming guest on the podcast. She lives in Bali, and when we connected, we were both excited to have an in-person meetup. The other person I met was just social media magic at work. We followed each other from an Instagram reel that one of us posted. I can't even remember which one now. A few weeks later, she sent me a DM about a reel I did about the weather here in Bali because she was here too. And bam, we coordinated a meetup. As a full-time solo traveler, having a drink or a meal with another travel lover is just a great way to feel connected. Just because you're comfortable being alone doesn't mean you always should be. It's so nice to connect with like-minded people, share a laugh, a story, travel recommendations, and this is how I've met some incredible people around the world that have become true friends. So the moral of the story of this Travel Tuesday quickie is to follow my Instagram and podcast for those Destination Discovery series for the real reel on destinations. Reach out to me anytime to get specifics on anything I share or recommendations on places I've been. And also check out some Instagram pages and Facebook groups to find hidden gems, helpful local contacts, and maybe even some new friends. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.